The cold winter months are the perfect time to design your landscape and garden, and then make an action plan for spring. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Holman, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. January is often a cold and dreary month for many gardeners. However, planning for and ordering plants makes it more bearable. Fruit gardening in Kansas can be challenging, yet a rewarding experience. Now is the perfect time to order fruit trees and make a plan to start your own backyard orchard. The fruit that your family enjoys growing and eating the most is a good place to start when deciding what to plant. Some families may wish to grow only a few, two or three kinds of fruit, such as strawberries and raspberries. Other families may decide to grow bush fruits, grapes, and other tree fruits. Some fruits will not grow well in some Kansas locations, so become familiar with the fruits that are most and least likely to grow well. Space may be a limiting factor, and only a few grapevines, raspberry shrubs, or a small strawberry bed will fit in the available space. In a larger space, more plants of each kind of fruit can be grown. Some trees are grafted onto dwarf or semi-dwarf rootstocks, so the number of square feet required for each tree is less than the standard size. Roots of fruit trees require oxygen, so they grow best in well-drained soil. Wet soils can exclude oxygen, and it's not good for growing fruit. Pears can be somewhat tolerant to poorly drained soil, but other fruits require good drainage. Low temperatures, especially in spring during bloom, can kill fruit flowers and reduce or eliminate the crop for that season. Cool air from higher elevations settles at lower elevations, so fruit plants grown where cold air accumulates are less likely to have bloom injury. Hot winds reduce plant yields, especially in small fruits such as blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries. Plant the fruit garden where it is protected by natural barriers or buildings from cold north winds and south summer winds. Develop a garden plan to use as a guide for ordering fruit plants and designing a planting area. Choose and record the fruit varieties you plan to grow. Stop by your local extension office for a list of recommended fruit varieties for Kansas. It is also a good idea to talk to your local nursery and garden store employees about performance of fruit plants. Buy plants from a seller who purchases adapted varieties to retail and knows how to handle plants to keep them in good condition for buyers. Some fruits require a second variety for pollination and fruit set, while others are self-fertile, so only one variety is needed. Make sure to note this in your garden plan. Have some fun during these cold winter months by planning for spring. If you have any questions about starting a fruit garden, contact your local extension office. This has been Cassie Homan, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!